This is Elliot Jennings.
Hi, Elliot. Good morning. This is Honey calling from Local Splash. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. So, yes, Elliot, I am actually calling in regards to your website. I believe you spoke with Paul, and Paul actually made some notes here that because mostly of your customers are elderly, and the website pages tab actually opens for like three main services, and you feel like it's too much information for them, and you don't want to scare them off. So he also said that the way we separated our interior painting from painting services excludes exterior painting by default. So we went ahead and made some changes. So number one, we renamed the painting service page to interior and exterior painting, and then content only with two sections using very simpler language. And the second is that the home maintenance page, it has been renamed to decks and fences. So service pages has only two sections, and we also use simpler language on that one. So we wanted to go ahead and check in with you if you were able to check the changes already, and then we wanted to know your feedback.
Oh, okay. Give me 1 minute. I'm in the middle of multiple things. Let me see here. So, yeah, okay, there we go. All right, I'm looking at it. Let's see. Services, Trusty Expert Services of 11 Fold Contracting for your reliable partner in construction excellence. Okay. So, yes, I'm seeing painting services and deck and fences.
Mm-hmm.
That works for me. So just right off, as I'm going through, I'm just going to tell you things that I think might be good to adjust. I'm seeing them like your reliable partner in construction. I feel like that's kind of a little bit overstep. Like we can say reliable partner in home improvement, or we can even just go as far as your reliable partner in paint and renewability, or things along that line. Like I'm a finisher. I'm going to come fix it. I'm going to come and stop it from having any issues before they happen. I don't really want to build new, and I don't really want to, you know, like I would basically be working with other subcontractors that got to that level. So I'm more of the guy that's going to stop something from happening, or I'm going to come in when somebody else is done fixing it, kind of a thing. So I guess partner in construction, we can say, partner in preserving your investment type of angle. Can we go like that kind of thing?
Yeah, certainly. I'll go ahead and so all the revisions that you wanted to make, I'll go ahead and notate them and then make sure to send them over to our team. So they will go ahead and review it, and then we'll make the revisions and then I'll show it to you. Then we'll see if how actually it would sound.
Okay.
See if it would be, I think.
So then the next bit, and I'm not sure if I'm – this is where I kind of was talking about with the older folks. Like when you click on painting services, you click on the picture and it takes you to a whole other page, right? So that might be excessive for some folks, you know what I mean? Like with the minor description of transforming your space – like, that basically gets people in the door. Everything else on the next page is, like, my private conversation based on the circumstances. So, basically, this is true to an extent, but, like, everybody's specific needs are different. You know what I'm saying? So, like, whether it's a box-free, like, there's, like, if it needs to be, like, environmentally safe. All of those things are always options for people. You know what I'm saying? So that changes the price significantly based on the customer. All of these things are nice to have, but it seems like over-explaining what I do. Like, because I'm going to have a specific talk with them. That's what kind of during my estimate is when I would basically be having this conversation with people. You know, time, all of the stuff. Like, so maybe how, like, when it says here, we have careful surface preparations. When you get deeper into stuff, like, we've gotten through the first couple paragraphs, why our painting stands out. Careful surface preparation, weather-resistant coatings, precise application, and interior safety consideration. So we can just say safety considerations, timely and respectfulness, and how this is broken down. I like the little pictures and stuff like that. If we just took this bullet point thing and took it back and put it below the services instead of the where it says on my main page, reliable consistency, customer satisfaction, fast and responsiveness, right? We can have one or the other. Like, but what I'm also noticing here is like the little pictures, like how it has the three stars and reliable consistency in the hand. I don't know if you went back to the first page, but if you look at that, and they have like the little yellow stickers, right? The symbol where it's like, looks like the computer and it's going fast kind of symbol, customer satisfaction. I feel like that should be above fast and responsiveness. Does that make sense? Just the way it looks. Little things like that that I've noticed. So there's that. But instead of how it says reliable consistency, all of this type of stuff, you could take that away and take the bullet points that are in the description of the work that I do, put those there instead. That makes sense?
Yes.
Okay, so then scratch it. Like, this is great, reliable consistency, but it doesn't need to say it twice in two separate places, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
And so trust your local painting experts. That's fine. We can leave that there totally. But I think these exages is we could take that away and just put more effort into the gallery, and I could just provide more pictures for the gallery and add more. You know, so we take away the extra pages, take this one section I'm talking about careful surface preparation, ... just to make people feel more comfortable about the services. But this second page here for underpainting services, not necessary. What can be noted here is underpainting services in the little tiny paragraph here, we say, transform your interior or exterior space. Not just transform your space, right? And that way we cover interior, exterior, questionability. No one's going to have to ask that question past that, right?
Yes. Could you kind of read the last one where it says transform? Can you walk me through again where
first that, page.
First page. Okay.
Sorry. First page. It goes, everything else is great. The expert services, like we, like I said, instead of it saying construction, we can say home preservation, things like that, right? And then below that, we have painting services. Transform your space. We can say interior or exterior space. And that's it. Doesn't need to be more complicated than that, right?
Yeah. Yes. Gotcha.
And then...
So here in painting services, transform your space. Can you repeat again how you wanted this to be, let's say, then?
Transform your interior or exterior space.
Okay, gotcha.
With our painting services. That's it. Just adding those couple of words. Then I'm looking at deck and fences. Maintain your outdoor space with reliable construction. Is a So we don't need construction. What we need is another better keyword like. Can we say maintain your outdoor spaces with a routine cleaning and paint or staining.
Okay.
Or we can just say, we don't even need to say cleaning. We can just say maintain your outdoor space with fresh paint or stain on
with fresh
on I guess just on wood surfaces. Yes, thank you for helping me with that. I have my brain in three different places right now, so I'm walking and talking, trying to organize all my tools while my son is taking a nap. So then yes, and then once again, that's a clickable. And just as I like some of the pictures you guys provided. I do have some of my own. I think I can't tell if I was able to put them on the app because the app was crashing when I was trying to upload a lot of my pictures at one point, and I think I gave up for a few weeks. I've just been ultra busy as the season has been shifting. But this secondary page thing again, I just feel like it doesn't need to be here. We said everything. Like, it does the same durable materials, all of that type of stuff. It doesn't need to be an extra page, in my opinion. We can just have more pictures for them to look at the gallery. That's usually where, as I'm looking for helpers, or if I was hiring somebody to do stuff like this, I usually just look at the work they've done, you know? Sometimes I read all this stuff, but it's a lot of pages I've seen in the past, they have very little words and just a lot of, we exist and here are pictures of our jobs and stuff, and you can find us on Facebook kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a contact list. It's just a digital business card, basically, as far as most other guys are doing what I'm, because I'm not a big company, you know. So I think that's more of it. Like if I had a crew of 10 guys, you know, having all of this detailed explanation of how things are going to go could be useful, in my opinion, I guess. But since it's just going to be me, people meeting me, it's more of the attitude. It's like just getting them to want to make a phone call is all I really need right now. So, yeah. What are your thoughts on I know mostly your job is to write down whatever I say and translate it to the rest of the team, but, I mean, does this make sense to you, like making it just a single page kind of website and have to click into extra portals? Because I feel like people get lost when it's not just a scroll from top to bottom kind of situation. Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course. That's totally understandable. With the kind of, like you mentioned, the kind of market that you actually have, the simpler actually the better. So, when you need everything, you know, you wanted to see everything that you need, it's just in one page. So, of course, that's definitely something that we wanted to make sure that we provide to you. I will be relaying all the information that you have provided to me, all the requests, and then I'll send it over to our website team. We might go ahead and schedule a call with you just to confirm everything, you know, because we really wanted to make sure what we do is something that you really like, and it would be best to have, like, a collaboration call with them. So I'll relay it. Or would you like me to schedule the call with them? Which would you prefer?
Yeah, we can do that. I feel like same time Thursdays and Fridays, since I know you guys aren't open on the weekends.
Okay, let me see here. I'll go ahead and check in their schedule for next week so I can go ahead and make sure I get you a slot. So Thursday or Friday, okay, let's check Thursday first. Same time. Oh, you are in Pacific Standard Time. Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
Thursday, not available, 12:30, the earliest, closest to 12 by Thursday is actually 10:30, and then next open slot would be 12:30.
Let's do 12:30 then.
12:30 on Thursday.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, let me add you there so that we can reserve the spot for you. And then let me send you an email so that you have a reminder as well. It also depends to remind from the call. Let me add you. Now, I will still let them know about the request that you have provided to me. I think they will try to go ahead and make the revisions, and then finalization would be done during the call, so that it will be just minor revisions.
Okay.
And then, let's see, so to confirm, that would be Thursday, 12:30 Pacific Standard Time.
Sounds good.
All right, perfect. Any other things that you wanted me to notate to relate to our website team so that they can edit it? And then, because what I really wanted to have was, like, we can send them the request, they can do it, because that will be select next week. And then when you do the call, at least all the revisions that you've requested have been applied, so that there will be just minor revisions left.
Okay. One thing is the availability. So my schedule, mm-hmm. I was advised by some other folks that if I just list myself as 24 hours, it makes it a lot simpler. There's not, like, you know, 7 listings of each day of the week that say the same exact times and all that stuff. It would slim things down a little bit. And, you know, honestly, people can always leave me a message. It's a phone. Mm-hmm. It's a phone. You know what I mean? So it's just like my actual physical working hours are not going to be when I'm available to answer the phone. It's just going to be kind of a thing. So, you know, the best thing is for somebody to just actually reach out, and I will obviously just get back to them, you know, after they reach my voicemail or whatnot. So I think just changing that information to, say, 24 hours is a wise thing to do to slim things down and not to make it look, you know, it seems loud for no reason when it's just saying, you know. And I had somebody say, like, well, some people want to try you at 6 in the morning. Some people want to try you at 8 at night, you know, and whatever, because they're working. And so I'm just like, yeah, so it doesn't matter if I answer the phone or not. What matters is just that they call me. So, because I can always call them back. So that's where I'm at with that. So we can just change that to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and make it easier on folks, I think.
Okay, no problem. I will, and this also, the 24/7 24/7 hours of operation. Would you like this one to reflect as well on your Google listing?
I think it's already been changed on my Google listing. As a matter of fact, I think I just kind of, all of my social stuff, I had a conversation with Paul about, like, me just kind of taking all that stuff back over and doing it myself. Because it's just, I want it to be, like, it's just another consistency thing for me of, like, I want it to be genuine. And if you guys write things for me and post things for me, it's not as genuine. And I'd rather it be less posts that are actually from me, I think, is how I feel about it at this point. So, yeah, all of that stuff I will manage on my own. So I think I've already changed that on the Google listing for Google Maps. I have yet to change it on Yelp and or Facebook. So I just need to get on there and do that.
Yeah, no problem.
I have collected so much random stuff over the years of doing stuff, I can't even tell you. I'm digging through so many boxes of things that just, like, I bought this and I used, like, 3 of them, and now I have a whole 100 box of screws or bolts or whatever it is. Too much stuff. So I used to be a handyman, and I had to narrow it down to paint because I didn't want to have to keep buying more tools and learning new skills every day.
You went to the focus more on skills.
Yeah. I already had all the tools I needed for paint, so kind of a, you know, you pick the thing you're good at and hope that people just call you for that. But until things pick up, I have all my old customers still calling me, asking me to do anything under the sun.
Oh, that is good to hear. Everything. So, Philip, I'm going to go ahead and send over the request, okay? If ever you have something in mind that you feel like you forgot to let me know, just shoot me a text. Let me know when would, I mean, like, you can ask a call from us or you can text us. But if I know there's really a lot of things that needed to be changed, especially with the kind of request that you have. So yes, don't worry, shoot us a text or call us here for additional. But confirming that the call for next week on Thursday is already plotted, so our website team will contact you, and then I'll send them the request that we have talked about today. So we can they can go ahead and apply the changes. So hopefully by your call on Thursday, everything is settled and just minor revisions.
Perfect. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. And if you have like any questions for me or any clarifications before I go ahead and let you go?
No, I don't think so. I just, kind of had to talk to Paul about
mm-hmm.
once the website's where it's at and what if it's where I want it to be by the end of the trial period, I might kind of be done for a little while. If I need more help later, I'll come back to you guys kind mm-hmm. of a thing, but I just wanted to know what the process is going to look like. He said it was going to mm-hmm. be like $100 to buy the website kind of a thing after all was said and done. I wasn't sure if you had information on that or if I should just talk to him at some point.
We actually handled that one. Like, for example, let's just say you wanted to go ahead and, let's say, pause your account or you wanted to go ahead and do only, like, the hosting. We have what we call hosting services. We're in. We keep your website active since we've worked on it. You love it. So we wanted to try to make sure that we keep it live. So we do have hosting services for you because buying the domain actually loses the design as well. So, and then you have to go ahead and find somebody else to host
right.
the domain to keep it live. So, of course, to save the hassle, we can just do hosting services for you. That's available as well. So we keep the design, we keep the website active, we still manage it for you, and then whenever you're ready to reactivate back again the SEO and the ads campaign, then we can go ahead and pick from where we actually left and then get the other campaigns going. So with your with the way you wanted it to be set up, it's just to keep the website live, so we have options for you.
Okay, how much does that cost a month?
Website hosting costs $49 monthly.
49?
Yes, $49.
Okay. All right. Well, if all goes the way if we can get the website kind of battened down and where I'm comfortable with it, then that sounds like something we'll probably end up doing.
Okay, no problem. We'll go ahead and further
right.
discuss that once we get to
when,
that
when
point.
Am I able to make that change? Could I make that change now before the next charge goes through, since I kind of want to end my secondary number and all the tracking and all the other assistance? Mm-hmm. I just want a website at this point and all the other stuff, because the secondary, the tracking number is kind of complicated
uh-huh.
for me because I'm trying to make business mm-hmm. cards, and I was also paying for a business line that then kind of mm-hmm. became useless, you know? So mm-hmm. I need to cancel my business number. I need to do all this other stuff. And then what I ended up doing was going back to my old business number on Google Voice, which kind of is the same thing you guys offer minus the tracking. And the tracking
right.
is something that if I just go look on Facebook and on Google, that's all I'm going to check. I'm not, I don't know what other things you guys have been putting me on or off or whatever, but it doesn't really, it's not my jam, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need to know how many times people are looking at me. I just need to have them call me.
yeah, absolutely.
You know, so.
Regarding that one, if you could recall, you had, I believe this was discussed with you, what we call the early termination fee. So
right.
if ever you terminate your contract before the proposed time or because there's a specific amount that needs to be met before we
right.
can actually cancel that one. So, for example, if you cancel now, if you don't want to be billed by the 26th or April 26th, you will have to pay the $150.
Okay, then I'm just going to stay with it for now.
Yeah.
And because we have one more month left, I think. Is that noted for you that after this next payment that I'm basically at that trial period? Because it was a three-month period?
What they will do is that your next billing is, let me see, April 26th, right? So if we bill you the full $249, $100 for your Facebook ads and $149 for the ads for the SEO, so that actually covers the $150, which means after April 26th, we can go ahead and cancel the account and then switch to hosting. So what I will do is that, April, before May 26th, we need to see, I'll put a reminder in your account, and we need to make sure that we change your account to hosting so that on May 26th, the billing will only be $49.
Okay. So, but here's what I guess I'm realizing is that the difference is about there's a $100 difference there from the $150 to the $250.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way to change that to, at the end of the trial period here, or right before it, I could pay you guys the $150 and then the additional $50 to maintain the website, and then just do $200 and this last, like the last time we do it, instead of $250. Would that work out?
You wanted to pay the $149. And then, the $150 for the early termination fee, and then you wanted to switch it to hosting. And you want this to happen before April 26th.
So that I don't pay $250 instead, maybe. If that's an option, I would like to do that.
Yes. We can actually go ahead and do that. So what happens is that we'll be canceling the account. We'll be applying the early termination fee, which is $150, and then we'll bill you another $49 for the hosting services.
Okay. So the main thing is, I don't know, I'm waiting on some stuff to go through because there's a massive hold on one of the payments that I got on one of my jobs because they said I didn't know there was a 21-day hold on Venmo payments. So when that clears, can I call and have that happen then? Because you guys will charge me the termination fee at that time. So if I were to do it right now, you guys would charge me the $150 today, correct?
Yes.
And the $50 to start. So basically, yeah. So like when I'm ready with that $200, I think I'll go ahead and call you guys about that before the 26th, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct. I also put a reminder on myself on the 23rd, just to make sure that you don't get billed as well. So I'll call you as well on April 23rd.
Perfect. That sounds very helpful.
Okay. No problem. So, yeah, I think that would be it. That's for now. Do you have any other clarifications or questions on our plan?
Nope. I think that's it. I think that covers all of my my current needs and desires.
Okay, gotcha. So thank you so much, Elliot. I will speak to you again on April 23rd, or call me back here anytime sooner than that, and then we'll go ahead and discuss further about the account.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.